You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Hello?
Hello?
Jeremiah?
Oh, shit. I just had this on in the background and then I hear someone's voice. That's so funny. I wasn't even trying to be on Discord.
Oh, you're on Discord and it's being recorded.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Can you hear my dog snoring in the background?
Actually, no.
Oh,
so
funny.
This is Shilly McShill?
No, this is Jeremiah 333.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. I don't even know how long that was on. That could have been on for ages. I could have said anything. I think I was even laughing in the background a few times.
Great.
That's hilarious. How are you doing?
Okay. Where are you located in the world?
I'm currently in Barcelona.
Oh, and now, okay.
Yeah. So, you're still in Miami?
Yes, I am, actually. I didn't know if you knew who I was.
No, I remember you mentioned it before. And thank you.
No, I know, but I didn't know if you knew I was in here.
Oh, yeah. What's the time in Miami now?
It's actually 1:30 a.m., but I think we moved the clock back. So it's like really 2:30, body clock.
Nice. So what is this? What am I even in? Is this Fakeologist? So,
yeah, why are you in here?
I think I was in here last night or like a day ago and like...
Yeah, I saw that. What
no,
you
was that, was that cool? Was that cool recorded? Is all of this recorded?
Yeah, everything in here, when that streamer bot you see there, it is always recording.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so, yeah, I saw you were in here, and I guess you were chatting, but I haven't heard the recording. I don't know if it's been posted yet. What you all talk
yeah,
about?
Yeah, that was a good chat. I think that was definitely interesting. It was the first time I met Fakeologist, actually.
Oh, okay, so you got to talk to Ab. Good.
Yeah, we were just chatting. Just like a very general chat on like a general take on things.
Yeah.
I think we saw eye to eye on a few things. I was unwilling to accept football over here as could be rigged.
You were unwilling to accept
to
what?
Accept that football over here.
Football?
Yeah.
We do have some things that we are strongly attached to that are hard to let go sometimes.
Closing my eyes and refusing to let
I let go of football here, but American football I know around the world is not real football.
Yeah, exactly. And I even know when I say football, like I might catch someone by surprise, but I'm just my
no, bias. I've been called on that way too many times in these circles, not to know that they're like, you know, your football has nothing to do with the foot and it's not even a ball.
That's hilarious.
So did Alex invite you over here?
Yeah, she did, actually.
Okay, good.
She brought me in. I was going to say, who else is in here? Just the bot.
Well,
did you just jump in here on the random as well? Or?
Yeah, I was just checking in to see if anything's going on over here. And I saw someone in here, and I was like, oh, did somebody fall asleep in there? What? Just wanted
that's
to
really funny. Yeah, it was. That's pretty accurate, I think.
Yeah.
I just closed my laptop screen and then just opened it to do a bit of work. And then
so I was like, hello.
That's funny, though. That's nice. You probably, like, came in here to save me before, like, I just, like, I didn't know I was in here, and then someone listens to it a couple of days
later.
And just fucking going in on someone.
That's why Ab pays me the big bucks. You know, I have the,
I have the
overnight shift here.
Yeah, level, you've done me a favor still.
What do they call it? The graveyard shift.
Yeah, for sure, man. You came and found somebody asleep.
I'm on patrol.
Bar.
I might even get a bonus for this one. I don't know.
Okay.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Patrick Semper Fi. From upstate New York, you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Do you know what that is?
Like a recorded message that plays.
Yeah. He calls it a bumper, and every 20 minutes, when this is being recorded, that'll come in, and it has different things. Usually, it's, you know, users from here saying kind of that same thing. And this is just a gal from Miami,
nice.
And you're listening Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, that's it. You've got the voice for that as well, haven't it?
Well, everybody does.
Yeah,
and we would want you to record it too.
Say no more, I'll record a nice little one for you.
You're going to do it now?
I'm out here from South London.
Yeah, you'll have to do one from South London, and then you'll have to do one from Barcelona.
I'm going to try and do that one in Spanish. Once I'm ready, I'm going to do that one in Spanish for you.
Oh, muy bien.
Muy bien. Poco español. Poco.
Pero tienes que hacerlo con la S,
la
S en español.
We're not there yet.
Well, I'm a Cuban and Latin, most Spanish
I'm injecting some belief that I'm gonna learn some Spanish.
You're gonna, yeah, why not? You know, the best way to learn language is by immersion. So get immersed.
Yeah.
I know you went over there to learn the mother tongue so that you were ready to come to Miami. I know that was your plan.
You know, when I said I'm coming to Miami, I wasn't joking. You know, I'm dead serious. When I say that stuff, like, I'm dead serious. I'll end up there at some point.
I believe you. And
unlimited time scale, but
yeah, well,
I need to do
right
that.
Now, you know, we have nothing but time, it seems.
I'm just sitting here trying to watch this election. I just want to see what happens. I think the fact that it's on, it's like three, so much like 113 and whatnot that we see everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like it could also, like, I always feel like every time, like, there's a build up to something, like, it's always like an anti-climax anyway. And that could just be a joke in itself. But
yeah,
I'm still
looking
forward to it, man.
It's a joke on the masses. It's a mockery. Who knows?
Yeah,
I don't know. So what's your sense from watching what you're watching and after talking to Ab and, you know?
But no, honestly, yeah, it's like the same. Like, I have no idea. It's like trying to predict Game of Thrones. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just could, like, these writers are wild, bro. It could go fucking anywhere. You get me?
Yeah, they might be writing it in real time even, who knows, you know?
Yeah, or they could eat, like, they could, like, I doubt that the votes actually count, but if they did, then they could just have, like, two alternative stories for both people, and whichever one wins, but, like, I doubt though, do you know what I mean?
Nah, I don't, yeah.
I highly doubt it, like, whoever's going to win is going to win, isn't it, James?
I mean, I think they came up with two narratives to run those two people.
I think it's a possibility, but, like, I think, like, the probability lies with, like, just to just know who they want. Like, they can choose everything for us, like, surely.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I do believe that.
But to me, it's just entertaining now. It's just fun to watch. It's fun, and it's fun to watch people, like, analyze it, like,
It's fun to watch it unless it's people you know, and then it drives you batty because everybody's fighting. I have, you know, friends that, you know, are just on both ends of it, and I just can't.
You mean like they're invested in the politics?
Oh, my goodness, yeah, and starting with family, yeah.
That's funny, you know, none of my friends is, well, none of my circle, like,
yeah.
Even from, like, young age before this whole conspiracy thing, like, nobody really cared about politics.
I have always been involved in politics my whole life.
So, like, we had an underlying understanding that it's just bullshit.
Really?
Or instead of bullshit, it was more like we couldn't really do anything about it. It wasn't fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, my parents immigrated from Cuba here, coming from, you know, that country. They felt that this was the land of opportunity. They were so grateful. They are more patriotic than probably any person born here in the U.S. Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
I think because my parents are from the Middle East, like, they came here with, like, the opinion that politics is just a show anyway. Which is interesting that your parents came
totally
with a fresh perspective. Yeah, exactly. Your parents came with, like, a fresh perspective.
Oh, so grateful and so, like, And because they came over and something with whatever has happened with Cuba, which I still don't totally understand at all, but gave Cubans like some special kind of deal as opposed to other immigrants that came over here. There was like immediate aid, immediate help, housing, food, I mean everything.
For Cubans?
Yeah, for Cubans. Not anymore. After
I guess an incentive.
I don't know. After Obama lifted the embargo and all that, it all ceased. But
that was
all
quite
those
recent,
years, I mean, 50 years or whatever, yeah. I don't know how many years now. 1959, yeah.
Cuba. That's interesting. My husband's been to Cuba.
Yeah. I've never been, actually. I was born there, and I came when I was 2 years
old. Oh, really?
Yeah. And,
can you go?
I can. Yeah, I'm a U.S. citizen. I can go. But,
you never curious enough to go and check it out?
My parents, because of that, exactly what I told you, raised us to not go over there. My father never looked back. He had
Really? They were like anti in a way.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah. They're like, we're never gonna go there. We're not gonna give money or support that regime. You know?
Oh shit.
And, yeah. And so I was raised that way, hating all that, hating communism.
Do you think that regime is real? Do you think it's real, or do you think it's just a script?
Probably not. Now knowing what we know about, you know, the wars and everything. And what they do, you know, it's probably something like that. But I never, you know, was curious enough about that part because my parents left it behind to look into it. And now my parents, like, are in their 80s and I ask them questions. And they're like, we don't remember. Or maybe they just don't want to remember. So I have to now go and try to pick my older brother's brain because he's apparently the holder of...
He remembers.
Yeah, he's the one that has all of the answers.
That's cool, man. But you might as well go check it out for the culture, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, from
I won't do it. I won't do it.
Unless Miami is just like...
No. I mean, I would like to go see it. It's a beautiful land, but... I wouldn't do that to my parents, you know.
Like that. Okay, yeah, I hear
you. Yeah, disrespectful, you know. I will honor their wishes maybe after they're gone if they go before me. They're 81 and 88. So,
yeah,
there's no telling here. There's no guarantees here in this life that I, you know, that they might
outlive
me, you know.
I feel like the whole concept of just jumping on the plane and going checking out a new place now is a bit fucked, isn't it? Like, how do you do that? You can't really, like, I'm not really trying to go to a country and, like, pretend I'm in a hotel room for 14 days, and then, okay, cool, let me say, I go to a different country then. And actually, I went to Italy not long ago, and it was really fun. It was okay. It wasn't that bad.
You didn't have to be locked down for 2 weeks?
Kind of.
Quarantine?
Kind of. We were just, like, going to bars, like, going, I don't know, man. The Italians are a bit different, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, we have another... friend in here. Hi, Rollo. Rollo? Oh, he's muted. Rollo, you're muted.
Hi, guys. I'm just listening in.
Hey.
Oh.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Good afternoon.
I'm just
listening in. I'll listen to what you guys are talking about, and I'll chime in if necessary.
No,
okay.
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 We have Jeremiah here, Rollo.
Hello.
Nice to meet you, Jeremiah. Yeah. Nice to meet you. You're a new voice, are you?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, cool.
I was saying.
All right, I'll listen in. Yeah, I don't want to get in the road. I'll let you guys talk.
Right, all right. I'll, Jeremiah, do you want to say where you're from? Let Rollo know a little bit about you.
Yeah, I'm a friend of Ascending, actually.
Ascending Tribe, Alex?
Yeah.
Right.
She introduced me to pretty much everyone that I've met through Discord, actually.
Cool.
I think I heard her on Drew's podcast at one point, and I didn't know there were like any other people in London that were like on that kind of vibe, so I reached out and yeah, just been friends since. And I got invited into Fakeologist's pool yesterday, and it was a really fun chat with him. Really
cool,
interesting.
Yeah, this is a fun place. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it really is. So.
Yeah. And it's mature, but yet still fun and, you know, respectful. It's a good place. I actually found it through somebody else, and I invited Alex over, and like Alex, you know, is at home wherever she is, you know, she's very inviting and
yesterday, I was in the call, I mentioned this, sometimes I turn on like Sky News and I look at these stories and I tried to spot the fake ones. I mentioned that I took a screenshot of one of them that was definitely fake. I'll tell you another one that I spotted the other day. Yeah, you'll find this one funny. So I was just watching the news. Well, I was actually at a friend's place and they were watching the news, yeah. And like, my sister knows about like the stuff that we know, yeah, but she's just like, is what it is for her, and she's not really like, doesn't follow anything like that. So I'm watching it at a friend's place, a few people, just me and her sitting next to each other, and the news is on, and then they just have this like, just almost just like very like cliche repeat video of like in Afghanistan talking, and like the title of the piece was something about like is it causing more terrorism or less terrorism that we're accidentally killing civilians in Afghanistan, just like the same story on repeat, okay. Mm. And then they started interviewing this so-called terrorist, and then like they put his name at the bottom, and his name was Mohammed Bang, B-A-N-G. And then me and my sister looked at each other, yeah, and we just started cracking up. No one else in the room knew why we were laughing. And then we pointed at the thing, we're like, Mohammed Bang. Like, clearly this is a fake story. This whole story is about explosions and suicide bombings, and his name is Mohammed Bang. He's from Afghanistan. Like, that's not an Afghani name. You know what I mean? Like, clearly it was fake, yeah.
There are so many examples of that, you know, I can't think of them now, but looking back, you know, and they're just becoming more and more bold, you know, they're just coming out now and just putting stuff out because people are so far gone that they're not even noticing.
People
would not even, they'd be taking the story totally seriously. They'd be like, you know, everything is pointing towards people just being completely, you know, gone, where they're just overtly doing these things. And, you know, we talked about mocking, you know, they're doing stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if it's mocking. I don't know what it is. Like, mocking is like the likely thing. But it's just like, if it was me and my boys just like in control of everything, I think we'd just be having a laugh in between each other. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know if I'm like, I guess.
Oh yeah, I understand what you're saying. But to the point where they know that they can do it without people even blinking an eye. And that's why it makes it probably even more hysterical to them.
Yeah, it's wild.
Or, you know, maybe it's a joke on us. Hey, let's see, you know, these crazy truther people or whatever, conspiracy people. They'll catch on because, you know.
I'm looking through my phone now because I mentioned one in the call yesterday. The one on Sky News where, like, the woman's, it's like a man and his daughter and their mum supposedly died. And if I'm wrong, then like, apologies, but like, I'm pretty sure I'm not wrong. Yeah, and they're interviewing them like the next day. So like, first of all, that's suspect because like, I wouldn't want to be on TV the next day.
Are you crazy?
Mom,
no way.
You know
what I'm saying? We know that. We know their play. I mean, they're not creative in so many ways when it comes to their, you know, the same MO.
Yeah, they're D-list or F-list or Z-list actors, I'm telling you. Because I was watching this one. Honestly, sometimes I watch the news for fun, yeah. And then this one woman just broke character and just started laughing. She didn't laugh, she smiled.
She had that duping delight thing or whatever they
called it. Yeah, that's the one. But that's exactly what it was. I don't know where I find
that's
that.
That's a body language term. It comes from body language, reading body language.
Yeah, but I was, I don't know, man. It's kind of fun, man. It's kind of fun, like, trying to catch them.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely caught her.
Yeah, and at this point, it's like, what, like, you know, like your buddies and you, like, did with politics, what do you really do about it except kind of just make light of it?
I don't know if it was just
unless there's something we can come up with that we can all do together, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like politics is just like these, like, nerdy adults just having fun, man. Like, let them have their fun.
Yeah, it's not like that here.
Like, there are these people really
maybe it was back in the day where a lot of people weren't involved, but Trump has become, you know, this figure, this actor, whoever this person is that they placed, has become a very dividing figure, in my opinion, and has just...
Yeah.
a polarizing figure where now everybody's like,
yeah,
you know, either loving him or hating him. There's like no yeah. in between, except for us that we don't, you know, we're indifferent. We're not engaged.
Yeah, we're not engaged. That's the perfect, that's the perfect phrase. Like, and that, I use that word a lot now. I'm like, do not engage. Like,
are you proposing to me?
I found the picture. I need to figure out how.
You put it in the. You can put it in. I don't know if you.
Yeah, I think so. But how do I post it in? It says Sharon Fakeologist. Here we go.
Here, where it says the live stream show notes. Can you see that channel?
No, so I've gone to my pictures. I'm just gonna give this a go. And apologies.
All right, let's see where it lands then.
Oh wait, live stream. Yeah, I can choose actually. Live stream show notes. Yeah. Okay, you're right then. Yeah. So this is what I asked. Awesome. What?
So while you're doing that, I'm going to tell you that Rollo, our friend that's listening in, is from Australia, and he's on camera right now. He just gave me a thumbs up. I feel like a producer. I feel like a producer on a radio show here. Yeah, and so he's about 14 hours ahead of my time. So you can do that. I don't know if you can do that math from you.
14 hours ahead of your time.
Yeah. So I think you're 5 hours from here. Oh no, you're in Barcelona. Is that the same
as that lottery ticket? Lottery ticket. Lottery ticket.
Oh, he plays a lotto. Really? Is that a lotto? I can't say.
I don't know. I think he's bought something.
Is that a receipt or is that my paycheck for doing this job? And
that's okay, guys. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
That's $200 on Donald Trump to win. That's $2 40 to 1.
40 to 1.
That's Donald Trump to win on Tuesday.
Is that 40 to 1?
$2.40 to 1.
Oh, nice. It's 3 to 1.
Don't scan my barcode and nick my money. Do that? Do you see it?
Next election, that barcode's going to be on your forehead. Literally. He's a clown. Can you see him on the camera?
That's hilarious. That's a really good bet, man. It was 3 to 1 over here, and my guys were telling me, like, should we put some money on, and I can...
Hey, do you want
to
see my dog? Hey, do you want to see my dog?
Oh, Rosie. Rosie's adorable. Watch this little doggy. Look at his face. Does she not look like a real, like, girl? She looks like, to me, when I first saw
looks
her,
like
she looked
human.
Like a human.
Looks like a proper woman.
She's more human than human. More human than human.
True, but she's very beautiful face. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Yeah, so Rollo's
up. He's my sweetheart.
Down under.
Down under.
I've got my dog next to me as well.
Oh, do you do?
This buddy, yeah.
You took him to her?
Yeah, of course. He goes wherever I go.
Oh, awesome.
What type of dog have you got, mate? What?
He's an English bulldog.
Oh.
English bulldog, awesome.
He can feel that we're talking about him, so he's getting up now. He's just snoring in the background.
Yeah,
that's what I was asking earlier.
You said, yeah. What's his name?
Henri.
Henri.
Like French Henri?
Mm-hmm.
Like Thierry Henri.
Exactly.
Here comes the Fakeologist.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist audio chat on Fakeologist.com.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
He adds these little things to it. You know where that's from at the end there, Jeremiah?
No, what's it from?
I don't know.
Jeremiah.
That's from...
I do.
What is it from? Tell us.
It's from the man behind the curtain. It's Dorothy, you know.
The Wizard of Oz, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy. Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I was born in England. I'm English.
Oh, really? Have you got an English passport?
I don't sound like it, do I? I was born in Barrow-in-Furness, just below the Scottish border, on the left-hand side.
Yep. Have you got a British passport?
I've got a dual.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah, Australian and British.
Were you never curious?
Not that it means much. Hey, Jeremiah, not that it means much these days.
It doesn't mean anything, but you can come to the upside down world over here. We walk upside down here, don't we?
Hey, let me show you something else, Jeremiah. Have a quick look. Here we go. Here's one of our local wildlife creatures.
Oh, no way.
Oh, wow.
Is that actual wildlife or is that yours?
That's not a pet. It's just wild.
Really?
Amazing. Is that a peacock?
No, it's a bush turkey.
Oh.
Bush turkey, that's sick. Well, I swear, that's, yeah. One of those came and approached me in London. I'd have to make a move.
Go on, Jeremiah, really?
Jesus Christ.
You got me.
Oh, yeah. See the difference? Like, that would have me moving away, but you've got that running away from you. Trust me, in London, bro, if you approach one of those things, like, they will rob you. You know what I mean? Like, man.
What do you mean they will rob you?
Okay. Check out the picture that I put in there.
Oh, okay, let me go. Hold on. I'm really kind of tired. I came in here just to, like...
apologies. I'll leave you to it. I'll leave you to it.
Yeah, I'm going to go soon. Let me just look at this, and then I'll say goodnight. Oh, it's right down here. Okay, so who are they? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, they're the ones that are... They have the duping delight.
She's...
At least she does, clearly.
How can I see the what I've just posted? Where can I find
it? Okay, so go to the live stream show notes and click on that, and then, you know, if probably you have to go all the way down because you may not have read all the posts in there. So go all the way down to
what the one that
she so got. Clearly she had time to put her weave on, you know.
Nah, that's deep. I'm not gonna start chatting about her hair.
I mean, like makeup and all, you know, it's like
Nah.
Man, you know,
I was watching that, like, oh, this seems fake. I was like, this seems fake. And then I'm watching it, and then I see that. I was like, nah, this is definitely fake, man.
Yeah. I mean, I could run scripts on that people would run if you said that to them. You know, people...
Yeah, she's embarrassed. I showed it to someone, she's like, yeah, she's
shy,
embarrassed.
She's embarrassed, she's or sometimes people grieve differently.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. They're still in shock. It hasn't hit them yet. Let's see.
And how do you end up? How do you end up just on TV, man? Just you know what I mean, like.
Yeah, who saw you out? And then it makes sense.
You know what
Nobody
I mean?
Thinks through any of these absurdities.
Yeah, like when you see people on TV, like.
Jeremiah,
yeah.
You know how old I am. I didn't start noticing this stuff until 3 years ago. You know this.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I was 52 years old.
I know, I knew it from day one. It was in my DNA, I'm telling you. I believe it was in my DNA.
You suck. Let me ask
I couldn't accept, like things that didn't make sense to me from a young age. Like, yeah.
But like what? Like everything? I forget how old you are.
28? I just turned 28.
Okay. So you were pretty much born with... A phone in your hand or access to a computer?
No. I'm way before that. I'd have my first phone would be when I was, say, like 14.
Still.
I know.
I mean,
no.
What is that, Rolo? Rolo's site.
Fakeologist.com.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Fakeologist.com. That's a website.
Better go there now.
Yeah.
See what he posted recently. Keep chatting, guys.
Yeah, no, I was going to do something here, Jeremiah, second here. Yeah, so you knew that something was up. Would you ask your parents, hey?
Yeah, I did. I asked my parents about space, first of all. I asked my mum, and I think that got shut down. I just knew, like, I went to church from a young age. I didn't think that it was fake yet. I didn't think that God was fake. I just thought, you know what I mean? Because like, when you go to church, yeah, it was always like, as kids, yeah, it's always like the defective kids, you know what I mean? Like the kids that are just like, nah, this is fake. But these kids are usually like atheists. But like, I was never atheist. I was just like, this can't be the full story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and that was like the difference. So like, whenever I had like objections, it was treated as like the objection of an atheist and or like a non-believer versus like this guy like... isn't satisfied with, do you know what I mean? Like,
instead
you know
of
I mean?
Trying
I,
to explain
I,
things to you, even if it was their belief,
yeah,
you could have at least tried to, you know, show you, hey, this is what we believe, nothing like that?
No, they tried, man, they tried, but it became very evident to me that these people don't know what the fuck's going on. Do you know I mean? They're just like parents at church, just like trying their best, do you know what I mean, to like understand the Bible and teach it to these kids. It's like, it's not really like, I didn't think that like these people are trying to deceive me. They just don't know what the fuck's going on. They're just like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoyed church, man. It was like, it was like community and shit, but like spiritually.
I would say that most people, not all, you know, I won't generalize, but a lot of people that attend church, you know, do not know most of what they believe in or what it's based on, or then it goes,
yeah, 100%.
And it is like a social thing, and it's, you know, an emotional thing, but, you know, there's,
I love
no
that,
real
I feel like,
yeah, I like that part too, but there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that, and that's what I,
yeah,
found,
for sure.
You know, where I, you know, I started walking away from the church because no one, you know, was really living what was written, you know, what they,
yeah,
said they were supposed to be living, and it was...
Yeah, but you had expectations of them to be living what was written, but, like, I had expectations, like I took church, like, I realized what it was in it for me. It was just, like, community and a place where I meet my friends and enjoy and meet other people from,
yeah,
my culture.
Yeah, which is, I think, what most people... But I actually took it more like, this is something here for me.
Yeah, so you were probably disappointed, like, it wasn't fulfilling your spiritual...
Yeah, so I went and started reading and searching and studying, and I was like, yo, you people, you know...
Yeah, yeah, little
do you
know.
Know.
That, like,
and I would go to my pastor, and I was like a teenager, and I was having these major,
yeah,
biblical debates with him. But
Yeah. I would speak to a priest and be like, man, like, you have no idea what's going on. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, and it's not your fault, and I don't hold it against you. It's just like, you're just like, I don't know. Like doctors right now, doctors are just told what to do, innit? They have no idea what's going on. Themselves around about.
Probably.
Just told, like, this is the protocol, this is what you do. If someone shows positive, then you do you know what I mean? They have no understanding. They're just told what to do. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's crazy.
Same things with, like, the priest. They've just been told that this is all you're going to do with your life, basically.
Yeah. But I went to the pastor with the Bible, and I said, the Bible doesn't say what you're saying. The Bible,
yeah,
doesn't,
no,
say
use.
This.
No use.
The Bible says so, you know.
No use. Ask 10 different pastors the same question. You get 10 different answers. And if that isn't enough to make you realize that it's, like, a there's probably more to it than, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Certain things
from
become,
10 different, I don't know.
Even from the same church, if I go and ask 10
different
priests.
That's interesting. That's
different. Yeah, 10 different priests. Because it's all like, the opinion, like, basically, like, at some point of when I was younger, yeah, when I was a kid, I had to come to it with a decision, yeah, that there's like one or two things that are happening here. Either this whole entire thing is a complete and utter lie, and it's all completely made up, or I'm missing the point. Do you know what I mean? And the point being, yeah, that it's most likely, like, symbolical. So I just started taking the whole thing as symbolical. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, I just have to reject it, because, like, a lot of it just makes no sense. Like, this is unlikely to happen. Like, man got swallowed by a whale.
Yeah. I am very logical that way also, but I do have an element of faith. And so I tend to believe that not, you know, if I believe in God, then not everything can be tainted by these evil people. There has to be stuff, like, you know, if I look at nature, stuff like that, there's stuff that is not touched and tainted and ruined. They may ruin the symbols of an owl and the symbol of an eye and things like that, but nature itself, is it touched? Is it damaged? I mean, unless you believe in global warming and all that and climate change or whatever.
No, I don't. I don't believe in anything that they give us.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They're not taking our Bibles away from us, are they? So that should suggest something. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a Bible with King James on it. Like, who is King James,
yeah,
first and foremost? Yeah, number one. Number two, yeah, why is there a Bible everywhere? They have no problem with the... Do you know what I mean? If there was a book here which, like, broke down the whole, like, theory of the earth being, like, some sort of flat plane. Nice. What book is that?
Rollo?
Charles Bukowski. Have you guys ever heard of this guy?
No,
Tales of Ordinary Madness.
Read that.
Why? I could probably write it.
That's funny.
Anyway,
it's
I'm
a
not
classic
here
book.
To preach, you know, any religion or anything like that. I'm not going to...
You guys were talking about the Bible. That was all. That
yeah,
was...
no.
Yeah.
I've got
a copy of the Bible here. I've got a copy of the Bible.
They Xeroxed it for you.
No, it's the Australian version, the Good News Bible. It's not the King James version.
Yeah, I know the Good News.
I've read a few passages.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's a very understandable way to read the Bible. I'm just saying it's written in, like, very plain English. Yeah, not like the old English, like the King James is. But anyway, I was trying to look for the bumpers so that I could give you the little script, Jeremiah, so you could record it with this radio British voice, but I can't find it right now. So we'll
That's fine. We'll take your time.
No. I can't find it right now, period.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. But I mean, like, no rush. Like, send it over whenever, innit?
Yeah. No, I wanted you to read it now on because you're broadcasting right now live to millions and millions of people around the world.
Jeez.
I thought it'd be cool if you could just broadcast it now, but I can't locate it. So we'll have to catch you.
Do you want Jeremiah to say, hi, I'm Jeremiah. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. Is that what you want him to say?
Hi, this is Jeremiah from wherever.
From?
Yes. You're listening to...
No, I'll wait for you to send that over so I can...
Yes, Alex is the same way. I need to see
I want to make something. I want to have something nice.
Yeah.
Do it on SpeakPipe. SpeakPipe, yeah.
I've recorded
Have you been listening to this guy?
I don't know who that is. Oh, that's that armchair guy. Who is that? I started watching it, but I haven't finished.
Is that the British guy?
Vernon Coleman.
He's British.
Give me his name, please, bro. I want to put him on.
Vernon Coleman. VernonColeman.com. It's the first thing that pops up on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, go to Fakeologist.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I started watching. I wasn't able to finish, but anyway, it's already, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning over here, Miami time. So I mean, it's 2 o'clock, but really 3 o'clock for my sleepy.
Are you becoming sleepy, creepy Joe?
I've only had 4 hours sleep in the last 24 hours.
Fair enough.
So yeah, I need to get some.
All right. Nice to meet you both. See ya.
Are you going, Rallo, too? Oh, he left. Oh.
I'm going to cut as well.
You're going to go? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right, my friend. It's good catching up with you.
You too. In a bit.
Have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.
That's all, folks.